Hi, this is Cass Garcia and you are listening to the podcast. This was created to help you transform your life and become the best version of yourself.
Hey, hey, Cass Garcia here and welcome back to the podcast. Have you ever been to a party or an event or a place where you knew people but you didn't know them really well? And then you sat next to someone or you were standing next to someone and it was silence. It was really awkward. You didn't know what to do. We didn't know what to say. And it was one of those things, you know, like very awkward because you were an introvert. Well, let me tell you, I am an introvert myself. A lot of people say, Cass, you're not an introvert. You're an extrovert. Even my wife sometimes. But what they don't know is that I am not. I am the biggest introvert. Sometimes I have anxiety to get out of my place and going to places because I know I'm going to face some situation that they are going to be awkward. And it's hard for me to come out of my shell. So what I've done is I developed techniques. I learned a lot of techniques that help me not be so introvert. And that's why I'm going to tell you how to be charming when you are a quiet introvert. And I don't think I'm charming, but a lot of people, they do think I am because I am doing these different things that are not, they are just techniques that help me go through my life. And I guarantee that if you use these yourself, you are going to be a lot happier, especially if you're an introvert. So at the end of this podcast as well, I'm going to throw a bonus session, which is how to talk to strangers. But let's go. I've got four things that really, really, really help me being an introvert. The number one is be the facilitator or the host. What does that mean? First, let me say being the host. What I like to do is, instead of going out to a lot of places, I like to bring people to my place. I invite my friends to my place and my friends' friends and people that, you know, those people that I might not know them really well and I want to get to know them. So I don't want to be in those awkward moments. So I invite them to my place first. So we then are in my safe place. So what happens is people come to my place, I feel safe, I know what's around me, I know what to talk about, I can relate to something that is on the wall, or my TV, or my child, or my wife, or whatever it is that is around me, because I know I'm in a safe place, and that really, really helps me. But if you don't like to have people over at your place, then be the facilitator. What is being the facilitator? Let's say you're going out and I'm giving you an example. Your wife has some friends and she wants you to go out with her friends and the husbands and you don't really know the husbands really well. So it's going to be those awkward situations. So be the facilitator. Try you to suggest the place to go. You be like, well, why don't we go to this place and suggest a place that you know really well. You know the menu, you know the food, you know the chef, whatever. Or like a whatever it is that you're doing, but just a place that you know really well. Because now you're going to that place and it's easier for you to start talking about the food because you know the food. It's easy to talk about the menu because you've been there. You might know the chef. You might know, you know, where they are, how they serve the food. And that way, being the facilitator will really, really help you in those situations. The second technique that I use is something called reversals. And being an introvert, of course, throughout my life, I've tried a lot of different techniques. And a lot of people say, use questions. And questions are really good. But a lot of people don't like to get asked questions a lot. And they feel like you are invading their privacy sometimes. And so using reversals will help you. But what are reversals, Cass? Well, reversals are you repeating what this person is saying to you and then adding a little question like a what, how, or why at the end. For example, someone will come to you and say, I like to play soccer. I could go and say, I like to play soccer too. And then that's it. Conversation is over. It's awkward again. Instead, what I say, the person will come to me and say, I like to play soccer. And I go, ah, you like to play soccer? Why? That way, now that person thinks, oh, he's listening to me because he's repeating back and he's interested. And he's asking me why. Straight away, that person will open up. And then that awkward situation will go away and then conversation will just flow. So remember this, using reversals. Try to repeat what that person... You have to listen what that person is saying and then repeat. The third thing, third technique that I developed is taking the inferior role. And you need to be humble here. What is this? Is always try to be not the smartest person in the room. Even if you know more about the subject that you're talking about, be the person, be the humble one. Don't be afraid to be the stupid one in the room, asking questions and being curious and interested. Let's say someone is like cooking. I'll give you an example. I go to a barbecue. Someone is cooking a barbecue. I know that I'm really good at cooking barbecues, but I'm not going to go there and be like, oh, my barbecues are better than yours and I cook this way, blah, blah, blah. What I do is like, whoa, that's really nice. That technique is really cool. How do you do that? Wow, how did you learn this? And that way, one, being the inferior, I make that person feels a lot better and about themselves and they get happy because I'm interested about them. But two, I might learn something new. I might learn a different technique about cooking a barbecue that I didn't know before. So take that inferior role. Don't try to be the smartest person in the room. No one likes that. So if you try to be the smartest person in the room, you're going to create those awkward situations. So forget about that. And the fourth one, and I want you to be very careful here, because a lot of people out there, they say if you're an introvert, the easiest way to go out and start conversations is giving out compliments. So just say, ah, you're very beautiful, something like that. And I really like giving out compliments, but you need to be specific. The first thing is don't talk about people's looks, because people don't like it and they know what you're trying to do and it's invading their privacy. So try to be specific, try to pay attention to that person and give out a compliment that really will open up that person's mind and they will think, well, this person is really paying attention. He really likes what I do. If I'm talking to this person cooking the barbecue, I'll be like, wow, I really like the way that you cut that meat, that it's inverted through the bone. And that person will be like, wow, this person is really paying attention. He saw how I'm cutting my meat. And then I'll be like, where did you learn this? So I gave out a comment and I'm like, I'm curious. And that person now will start liking me, the conversation will flow, and those awkward moments will go away. Now to the bonus session, which is how to talk to strangers. And it's just one little thing. I'm going to have an episode about this in the future, but I want you to know this one technique that I use that always works for me. I get to someone, I look at them, I've never seen them in my life, and I'm like, wow, your face is really familiar. Where have I seen you before? And that way, the first thing, psychology. They will start thinking, whoa, this person have seen me before. Where have they seen me? So they go through their heads, whoa, they might have seen me at soccer, they might have seen me at the mall where I work. And then what you can do is start throwing some things that you might want this person to know about you. For example, oh, have I seen you at jiu-jitsu? If you want them to know that you do jiu-jitsu. oh, have I seen you at my music lessons? Or something like, have I seen you at my workplace? I work at this amazing place. And that way, one, you can, that person will get to know you a little bit more, but that person will open up now because they will be like, oh no, because I work at this place and I go to this other place, and then the conversation will just flow. And that's what I have for you today. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see
you next
time.
Thanks for listening to the podcast with Cass Garcia. If you enjoyed this episode, please share with anyone who needs to receive this message. And also, leave a rating and review on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening. If you are interested in getting one-on-one coaching with Cass or be part of his group coaching, please go to www.coachcass.life or follow his Instagram page on cassgarcia.podcast. See you next time.